proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about special holidays. This is part three of a four-part series on Thanksgiving. In the previous session, we mentioned several of David's Psalms, Psalm 18, Psalm 35, and Psalm 50. Furthermore, we also spoke about the often repeated refrain in Psalm 136, namely, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." According to the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles, David introduced the latter phrase in a song he wrote when he first set in order the priestly lines. Solomon might have had the priests sing that song at the dedication of the first temple, as per 2 Chronicles chapter 7. In addition, King Jehoshaphat of Judah might have instructed his priests to sing that very psalm when his military confronted the armed confederacy of nations mentioned in the previous session. Note that the same phrase, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," the same phrase also recurs in Psalm 107 and Psalm 118. Pilgrims traveling to Jerusalem during the Jewish feast chanted a number of songs, collectively known as Psalms of Ascent. One of these songs is Psalm 122. This chapter contained these words, quote, "Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord." Thus, this psalm also seemed to comprise a portion of Israel's corporate worship. We turn our attention now to the opening verses of Psalm 100. Quote, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands," unquote. This passage suggested that the author of this song designed his work for an occasion when Gentiles would join Jews in worshiping the true God. That time might occur during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, spoken of in the book of Revelation. The fourth chapter of Psalm 100 exhorted people to, quote, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name," unquote. During the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, this world will know a period of truth, peace, and justice that it has not experienced up to that point. People will have more than abundant reason to give thanks to God and to praise him for the wonderful things he has done. Psalm 35 might also contain an allusion to this aspect of Israel's corporate worship. The author of that chapter declared that, quote, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people," unquote. Likewise, in Psalm 95, the author of that work exhorted others, quote, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." God did not appreciate ritualistic worship, though, especially when it failed to come from a grateful heart. God took note of the hypocrisy of such people when, in the book of Isaiah, he said, "These people draw nigh unto me with their lips, but in their hearts they are far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Jesus Christ reiterated that verse in the New Testament when he spoke about the hypocrisy of the Pharisaic worship, whose words did not correspond with their actions. We'll cover this in greater detail in our next session, but we note that God enjoys the thankful praises of his people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about special holidays.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.